Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
What do you want to talk about today?
There was a very sweet little article on the BBC this morning about how India is building a pearl industry, which caught my eye because, well, it's pearls. But it was also quite nice because it was the Indian government encouraging small businesses and sort of...
Blimey, do they need encouragement in India? Gosh, wow.
to learn how to make artificial pearls, so or cultivated pearls. I just thought it was a nice little story about, it starts off with the guy was running a bookshop in Rajasthan, so he's obviously educated, but wasn't making enough money. Researched on the internet, found that there were grants to create a pearl, to learn how to make cultivated pearls, and then went off, literally started by digging a hole in his garden and then going off and doing a 5-day course on growing pearls. But I can't think of anything to be opinionated about beyond the fact it was a really nice story that other people are doing this as well. It's something the government of India is looking to do. They want to slowly over time increase the quality of the pearls and take on the might of the Chinese distribution of pearls in the world marketplace. And again, the other one was actually, it was a rather nice environmental story. Again, this was the BBC. I didn't just read the BBC this morning. It's just these were the ones that caught my eye, which was about something set up by Gordon Brown called the Big Hoose in Fife, where he's gone to companies like Amazon and their fulfillment centres, and they handle millions of goods, many of which are never used because they're returned or they're it's not worth sending them out again, or they're the wrong brand deal, the wrong packaging, or they're overstock and the original manufacturers don't want the bag, and they end up being wasted. So the Big Hoose in Fife actually takes in things like bedding and colanders and kitchen items and toiletries and all sorts. They have a donated warehouse and they then redistribute them out to those in need, which just, it sounded like such a great way forward after the big fashion house, was it Burberry, got criticised for burning all their last year's fashions. And you realise how much wastage there is in an economy, which we've now moved to, of delivering stuff and holding stuff in warehouses and sending it out to people, which then gets returned.
Wastage, and that might be quite an interesting one, because the other story, of course, is the lady who set up the charity for secondhand school uniforms, because school uniforms will be becoming increasingly expensive, especially as more and more schools insisted on them all being branded for the individual school, which became more and more costly. And we've got to the point at which basic school uniforms, quite frankly, are in surplus. You know, if you had more than one child, you passed your school uniform down. But now you get to a situation where we have smaller households. And what do you do with the school uniform once they've grown out of it? Well, it could be perfectly easily used by somebody else. And the idea of second-hand clothing, and indeed second-hand goods, is going to have to become, I think, much more mainstream. There used to be nothing wrong with going to a jumble sale and buying things and using them. We've become much more snobby about using second-hand goods and items. And so your big house is a very good example of the almost criminal waste that we have in our economies these days.
And it is interesting, because it's a good way of looking at something that is a waste product. If we were doing a sort of Lean Six Sigma, it would be the waste and the overproduction, oversupply. How can you use it in a more positive way? And then when it goes back into the community, of course, it then generates its own on a sort of multiplier effect. It goes out into the community. And we know that when you help people, particularly at the lower people that are struggling, they often then do pass things on. The money stays in the local economy.
I think that we have to get over the idea of something that has been used as being finished. If it's not worn out and functions perfectly well, it's still a usable product and should be sold as such. I mean, we bemoan the high street because of its lack of variety and the lack of shops. shops. But if you look at it from an alternative perspective, charity shops do a tremendous job in recycling products and goods that would otherwise go to either landfill or be destroyed. And so your point about Burberry is a very good one. You know, they're trying basically to preserve the cost and the cachet of next year's or this year's brand and fashion by disposing of last year's, when in reality what they know quite rightly is that people will just as easily buy last year's, would perhaps buy it at a discount, and their business model needs to be changed. It needs to be one that looks at a lasting product. Burberry, like Askewton and all the other ones that came out of the First World War trench coat industry, were essentially sold on the long life of the products, not on their short life and fashion status.
You're right, it is a snobbery, isn't it? I was just thinking as you were talking, we talk about vintage products, antique products, then you have pre-loved products, then you have dress agencies, which are basically secondhand clothing stores.
Yeah.
And right, but then we have charity shops. Maybe charity shops need to rename. Maybe they should be the pre-loved shops or something. Maybe we'd feel differently about purchasing from them.
I think so. I think quite a lot of the people that I know will actually buy their books from the Oxfam bookshop because it's the only one on the high street these days. Mm-hmm. Will also buy a lot of their goods through eBay. I mean, you just look at the state of eBay as a marketplace. And this obviously is writ large in the current circumstances of the economy. And maybe we ought to get used to the fact that actually our goods and services that we sell have a longer shelf life, and we need to get used to that fact. So marketers need to think about ways of, you know, enhancing the brand by preserving or making a positive of the recycling of products that have had one usage but are still perfectly good for a second usage.
Yes, sorry, I mean, that's a really good point, isn't it? The idea that marketers, and it should be the marketing department, are sitting there going, OK, we've built a business on one-time usage. How do we then change that and still build a thriving business but, in fact, encourage something else?
Mm. Yes, absolutely. I mean, interesting, you know, an analogy perhaps is, you know, looking at things like the chemicals industry, which looks at the byproducts of any one of its activities and says whether or not it can actually sell the byproduct. I think we get most of our CO2, which is going to be a problem in the near future because of the short number of plants that produce it in the UK, is a byproduct of other chemical activities, and the other chemical activities are not viable at the moment because of the price of oil and gas. So hence we don't get the CO2 which we need to go into our drinks and other products. So we do need to think, I think, clearly about the whole usage of the output of any manufacturing, but also the recycling of the product once it's finished. I mean, books is the obvious example of that these days. Whether even to some degree, if they're e-books, you know, can they be passed on to somebody else? Is a useful way of doing it. But physical books being the most important one from a waste perspective. Clothing is another one. Cars have got this marketplace and have seen the price of secondhand cars rocket because of the lack of first-hand cars. And I don't see people going around going, woe is me, I've got a second-hand car.
No, in fact, again, it's back to this, what my economics teacher used to describe as hooray and boo words. So sort of a boo word is, oh, it's charity, but a hooray word is that it's vintage or pre-loved. And it's almost a badge of honour now to have a second-hand car.
Mm, yeah, so I think... Your point that of what Gordon Brown has done, I think, is a very strong one, and more needs to be done in this way.
Thank you for listening to this Opinionated Marketers. A nice positive note again to end on. We do seem to be working towards positive notes at the moment. To say, and a rallying call to marketers to actually perhaps think again outside the box, but think more strategically about how goods and products can be reused to the benefit of both the business as well as the environment.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.